Ever since Andy Beanstalk introduced me to the complicated but brilliant Edinburgh detective John Rebus, combined with my almost cultish devotion to the film Trainspotting, I've developed a real thirst for stories and characters from Scotland. I'm Lisa Morgan, and I'm very happy to introduce our book critic Marianne Winnick and the next selection for the Weekly Reader Book Club. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Douglas Stewart's debut novel, Shuggy Bane, set in Glasgow, Scotland, is a profoundly affecting tragedy about the love between an alcoholic mother and her young son, followed from infancy to early teens. Shuggy's difficulties are compounded by his innately girlish manner, his father's abandonment, and what is essentially the collapse of the social order in the city around him. Beset by floundering industries and festering sectarianism, almost everyone in Glasgow is struggling with some combination of poverty, disease, and alcoholism, shoved into poorly built housing schemes that sound like the worst of what we call projects. Shuggy's mother, raven-haired, stunning Agnes Bane, is often compared to Elizabeth Taylor. When we meet her in 1981, she's living with her parents and her three kids, they're called weens in the local dialect, in a crowded high-rise. Her second husband, Shug Bane, Shuggy's father, is a handsome taxi driver with a philandering problem that is racing alongside Agnes's drinking problem to destroy their never very solid union. In indelible, patiently crafted vignettes covering the next 11 years of their lives, we watch what happens to Shuggy and his family. Stewart evokes the experience of each character with unbelievable compassion. Beautiful Agnes, her own mother Lizzie, her husband Shug, and most cuttingly, the Bane siblings, artistically gifted older son Leek, unhappy sister Catherine, and their half-brother Shuggy, bullied and outcast from toddlerhood. Shuggy's adoration of his mother is the light of his life, his compass, his faith. I can't do the accent, I'm afraid, but the way the book is written, you can almost hear it in your head. She was no use at maths homework, and some days you could starve rather than get a hot meal from her. But Shuggy looked at her now and understood this was where she excelled. Every day with the makeup on and her hair done, she climbed out of her grave and held her head high. When she had disgraced herself with drink, she got up the next day, put on her best coat, and faced the world. When her belly was empty and her weens were hungry, she did her hair and let the world think otherwise. The way Irvine Welsh's Trainspotting carved a permanent place in our heads and hearts for the junkies of late 1980s Edinburgh. The language, imagery, and narrative of Stewart's debut novel make his characters and setting unforgettable, raising the most crucial questions about addiction. How can love be so powerful and so helpless at the same time? I had an opportunity to interview the author, and I asked him if the book is as autobiographical as it seems, and if so, why not write a memoir? He confirmed that the book follows his life very closely, but said, "I didn't want to only inhabit the main character. I wanted to show within the house and across the city the stories of many different people. I wanted you to feel like you're in the room with the characters rather than me telling you what happened in the room." Stewart, who worked for 20 years as a fashion designer for Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, and Gap Banana Republic before he began writing this novel, will be in the room with us at the Weekly Reader Book Club in April. I can't wait to hear him read to us and answer our questions. I hope you can read the book and join in.
The book is Shuggy Bane by Douglas Stewart. The next meeting of the Weekly Reader Book Club is on Tuesday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at Bird in Hand in Charles Village. For more information about the book, the club, and more, visit WIPR.org. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For the Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.